Well, as we said, I'm here in Oregon, where voters will weigh in on the presidential race tomorrow. Same with Democrats in Kentucky. But the fallout from Kentucky's last general election is still reverberating in that state. It's been a messy transfer of power as the historically Democratic state voted in only the second Republican governor in four decades last November. The new governor is still feuding with the previous governor and his son, who also happens to be the current attorney general. Ryland Barton from Here and Now contributor Kentucky Public Radio reports each governor claims the FBI is investigating the other.
It all started before Republican Governor Matt Bevin even took office last December. His spokeswoman said it was an embarrassment that outgoing Democratic Governor Steve Beshear had appointed his wife to an unpaid position on the Kentucky Horse Park Commission. Then, a month ago, Bevin launched an investigation into Beshear's administration, alleging widespread corruption.
We have learned from many rank-and-file employees of closed-door demands by high-level Beshear administration officials that they make contributions to Democratic candidates in the last election.
A week later, Beshear shot back with similar claims.
I've had people come to me and say they're out here raising money and have asked me for money to help pay off his campaign debt so that he can put this money in his own pocket.
Neither has produced any evidence, but claims the FBI is investigating. It's the largest flare-up of a political feud that has been unfolding for months. Steve Beshear didn't stay retired for long after leaving office in November. He started a nonprofit to advocate for key policies implemented by his administration that Governor Bevin is working to dismantle, Kentucky's state health insurance exchange and the expanded Medicaid program.
And I can't sit idly by because the people of Kentucky cannot afford to go backward.
Those policies gave health coverage to about 500,000 people, helping to reduce the state's uninsured population from over 20% to 7.5% since 2013. Beshear recently wrote a letter to both Bevin and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell, demanding details of Bevin's proposed health care changes, which he said were shrouded in a veil of secrecy. Meanwhile, the former governor's son, Attorney General Andy Beshear, also a Democrat, is suing Bevin for cuts made to state colleges and universities' current year funding.
Governor Bevin's unilateral cuts in this current fiscal year violate our Constitution's separation of powers, where only the legislature can pass laws, appropriate, and spend tax dollars.
Bevin, for his part, says he's allowed to reduce funding to the institutions in order to help shore up the state's ailing pension systems. He accused the younger Beshear of joining his father's political fight. Attorney General Beshear denies that.
And it's not personal. No governor has the power to do what this governor has done. And I would sue any governor who did this, whether Democratic or Republican.
Another wrinkle, Tim Longmire, a former deputy attorney general in Andy Beshear's office, recently pled guilty to bribery charges stemming from when he was an official in Governor Beshear's administration. Some money from the scheme came in the form of contributions to Andy Beshear's attorney general campaign. Governor Bevin says the Longmire case is proof of corruption in the previous administration and that the contributions should be returned.
Return of these contributions by the Beshear campaign will go a long way toward showing the people of Kentucky that it is not business as usual in this new Beshear administration in the Attorney General's office.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says the Kentucky Attorney General's office is not under investigation in the kickback scheme. Former Governor Beshear said it blew his mind when he heard about the Longmire investigation and that Governor Bevin's claims of corruption in his administration are unfounded.
And we're going to be calling his hand every time from now on that he gets out here and uses falsehoods to try to impugn the integrity of our administration or impugn my integrity. Just not going to stand for it.
The FBI hasn't confirmed any ongoing investigation into either administration. The feud will likely come up during the fall elections when Republicans try to take control of the state house, the last legislative chamber in the South controlled by Democrats, who have 53 out of 100 seats. For Here and Now, I'm Ryland Barton.